I mean, you know, if you can attack the protection and identify protection and try to put pressure on the punter that way, we'll do some things in that nature. I think any time that they're kicking the ball to us, we've got to be very good, fundamentally sound, and play without getting penalties in the return game to, again, create the greatest field position that we can for the offense.
Sean, it sounds like you want to be more aggressive but smart while you're aggressive. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've observed over the course of time that I've coached special teams, there are days that you go on the field and maybe the offense is doing really well and the defense is just having a hard time stopping them. Well, I think that you need to play special teams along with game management in mind. We need to really try to create some bad field position for the opponent to help the defense out. On the other hand, if the offense maybe not moving the ball that particular day or in that half and we're playing great defense, well, we probably we need to do everything we can do to either create a turnover, get a big return, maybe take a chance on a return. Special teams is about troop deployment. I mean, and when it gets down to you have 11, they have 11. Now, anytime that you double-team block a guy, you're turning someone free. So with that kind of a philosophy, where do you want to overload yourself? Where do you want to gain the advantage? And those would be the kind of things that we look at from a game management standpoint.
We've been around you for several years, mm-hmm. actually, but we don't get to know you very much because we always dealt with Mike.
Right.
How much of your coaching philosophy comes from your background, obviously your pedigree? How much does that influence?
I think it influences me tremendously. I grew up in the locker room and on a football field, and I feel like that I absorb things as a young person, particularly as a young coach, that a lot of guys had to get answered. To me, it has become natural. Some of the guys that I've really looked at that are mentors, so to speak, are guys that were in the coaching profession in different sports, and I've always tried to study their leadership qualities. I think really what being a coach, particularly at this level, it's about leading the players into doing what they do better. And I think I've been very fortunate to have grown up in that.
Can you talk about your dad? I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He mentioned you going on family vacations, but stopping and talking to coaches along the way. You mentioned that you got out of coaching.
Well, he had a tremendous influence. I was born, he was playing college football. He went right into coaching, and obviously I grew up around that. I had the chance to play college football, and then I got into coaching. On the family vacations, we would back in that day, coaches didn't make enough money, so we were in the car driving to Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee, and different places, and stopping and seeing his coaching buddies along the way. In terms of his influence on me, he was highly successful as a college coach, and I saw the way he led his program and tried to learn from the good things that he did, and we've discussed some of the things that he would have done differently at this point, and I tried to learn from those things as well.
What were you up to for those couple of years, 03 and 04?
I started a home building business, and I went for all this time, and he got fired. I'd had a couple chances to leave his staff and to really progress in the profession, and I turned those things down to stay there and help him at the time I felt was right for me and my family. And when he got fired, I got a little disgruntled. I said, there's got to be a better life out there than coaching football. But I got into the business, had some success. It was good, but it wasn't for me. I'm a football guy and very fortunate to be able to get back in it.
Sean, do you enjoy special teams? You obviously have other things in your pedigree that you could coach other positions and maybe a spot on defense. Is this the natural progression for your career, or were you interested in maybe moving to the defensive side of it?
Well, I really enjoy all aspects of football. My background, I've coached mostly defense and always coached special teams. I just think at this point in time, where we are, being a special teams coordinator, you have a chance to touch the entire team. You're dealing with offensive phases, you're dealing with defensive phases, and you're sitting in a room with a collection of all these guys from all the positions. I really enjoy, personally, the aspect of the game day active roster, getting the thing down to 53 players, the medical aspect of it. They're generally week to week. There's going to be, when we get down to the last active player, there's going to be some adjustment that needs to be made on special teams. I look forward to that challenge. That, to me, is an enjoyable part of this job.